here at Fair Game, we're concerned with lessening our carbon footprint. So we don't just recycle our old office paper. We spray it with Aquanet and burn it so it doesn't end up in the garbage dump. But carbon footprints are only one of our society's harmful footprints. We also have to worry about our cultural footprint. Here with me now is Ed Harrow, self-proclaimed sad sack. Poor Ed. So what have you done to hurt our culture this week, Ed?
It's a doozy. What haven't I done, Faith? I don't know. I don't even know where to start.
Well, hold on. While you think about it, I will just warm up the cultural computer.
Ooh.
I know. So we can compute your cultural footprint. I like when the lights
online
go on. That's so cool.
Input cultural digressions.
Okay. Well, I definitely Googled those naked pictures of that Hills girl, Audrina something.
Oh, Partridge.
Hell, I bookmarked the schoolgirl photo.
And why didn't you go with LC or Heidi Montag?
She paid
good money to look the way she does.
I don't know those people.
Okay.
Further additional input.
You got anything?
Well, I tell all my friends that I read Eat, Pray, Love, but really, I only read video game magazines. Mm. If you need a cheat code or a walkthrough, I'm your guy.
I actually think reading Eat, Pray, Love is bad for your cultural footprint as well.
And last weekend, I hosted a movie marathon.
That's not that bad.
Well, they were all movies starring The Rock. The Game Plan, Gridiron Gang. I even rented The Pacifier because I thought Vin Diesel was The Rock.
I thought he was, too.
I think that means we're racist.
All right, let's... baldist. Hold on, let me... All right, computer. Oh!
Computing. Cultural footprint offset. Cultural footprint analysis. 15 units.
Ooh. Mm.
To offset cultural footprint, recommend... Don't check yourself out in car windows for one whole day.
Whole day? That's 24
Research
hours.
Research the presidential candidates.
All three?
Yes, all three. And by research, I mean read their full-length policy papers.
Ugh.
Not
yes,
snippets
Ed.
From The Daily Show.
Or Colbert.
Mm-hmm. Also, for the next week, do not say, I don't know how people live without an iPhone.
That would be rough.
Cultural footprint. Offset.
Can you do it?
I'm gonna try.